bushfires continue to burn on the New South Wales south coast, in Victoria's East Gippsland, among other places, raising concerns for people suffering from asthma and breathing problems. A new study has found that exposure to fine particles increases the risk of hospital admissions for a wide range of medical conditions. It's also found that fine particle matter can be dangerous, even below levels deemed safe by World Health Organization standards. Dr. Norman Swan from the RN's Health Report is with me now. Good morning to you.
Hi, Hamish.
This has all been in the news quite a lot recently because of the smog and the smoke pollution. What are we talking about when we say fine particle matter?
We're talking about particles that are below 2.5 micrometers, a millionth of a meter in diameter.
And what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that they're small enough to, when you breathe them in, they go to the smallest air sacs in the lung, and they're small enough to go through the membrane in those sacs into the bloodstream and affect. So they affect your lungs, they affect your heart, because then from your lungs, the blood goes straight to your heart and can affect the heart as well. So what you just said there, you know, asthma, heart disease, heart attacks, those sorts of things, people with respiratory conditions, those are the usual warnings that people get with air pollution. But what the concern is that, in fact, if this study is right, the range of medical conditions is huge compared to that, and unexpected.
Just on the substance of this, reading some of the environmental health warnings during the bushfires, the sorts of things that are contained in this matter are pretty worrying, pretty scary when you read it. But, I mean, the amounts that we're talking about are so small. I had the impression that unless you are already sick, it's not necessarily something that's a threat.
Well, that's not necessarily the case again. So just a reminder here, on a normal day when there's no bushfires, we're getting plenty of fine particles from car exhausts, truck exhausts, diesel. Coal-fired power stations are a very big source in Australia. But what's true is that in bushfires, when you've got houses burning, cars burning and other materials, there are carcinogens in the air as well. So there's a lot of stuff in the air. And you can actually get rises in fine particulate matter by, you know, 50, the measure is micrograms per cubic meter. So the safe level considered by the World Health Organization for air quality is 25 micrograms per cubic meter. This can go up by, you know, 50 micrograms per cubic meter. But this study looked at levels of a rise of one microgram per cubic meter. So what they did was they looked at the Medicare population in the United States over 12 years, 95 million hospital admissions, so not a small study. And they looked, and they were able to geolocate people's zip code. So zip code and the particle, fine particles, a big data study, fine particle pollution on that day relative to the hospital admissions. And what they found was the usual stuff: asthma, respiratory disease, heart disease, worsening of heart failure. But they also found, unexpectedly, so what people have done in the past is that they've targeted, they said, oh, this must be bad for you if you're pregnant. And yes, indeed it is. You get a low birth weight baby, you can have an increase in prematurity. But what people have not done is looked in an unbiased way and just said, what do the data show us?
Is this basically data matching?
Yes. It absolutely is. That's exactly what it is. And when you do the data matching, kidney failure comes up. And this is an insured population aged over 65 in hospital. So it doesn't measure what happens outside hospital. It's an underestimate. And what they showed was septicemia, that's blood infections, skin infections, urinary tract infections, worsening of kidney failure.
So that all spikes?
It all spikes. And it all spikes at a level of, you start to see the effect at 1 microgram per cubic meter rise. And for every 1 microgram per cubic meter rise in the United States context, in this subsection of the population, 5,000 hospital admissions a year, 30,000 hospital days, 600 deaths for 1 microgram per cubic meter rise. And we can get a 50 microgram rise with a bushfire.
That was what I was asked. How does that compare with the sorts of conditions?
It's tiny, and it starts below the safe quality level.
So why a UTI because of these circumstances? Do we have any insight into that?
It's a great question. Now, it goes to cause and effect. It could still be an association and not cause and effect, that some, you know, there's some sort of bizarre association where UTI is not really linked to air pollution. But there are plausible explanations, because when these particles go into the bloodstream, the immune response, the immune system reacts. It reacts in an inflammatory kind of way. And that inflammation can affect a wide range of the organs in your body. That if the effect is real, there's a real effect of air pollution over this massive amount of data, which washes out all sorts of other possible causes. When you start to look at 95 million hospital admissions, there is something going on biologically, and it's probably something to do with inflammation.
So all of those Londoners hundreds of years ago escaping to Hampstead Heath for the fresh air.
They knew what they were doing.
Dr. Norman Swan, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Don't know why I'm laughing.